four Haines residents have expressed interest in an empty borough assembly seat. Andrew Gray, James Hart, Sean Mady, and Sally McGuire put their names in for the seat vacated by Margaret Friednauer. Friednauer resigned at the end of May because of the difficult political climate. About a month before, Mike Case stepped down out of frustration with the assembly's decision to hire Deborah Schnabel as manager. But the contention that led to Case and Friednauer's resignations isn't scaring some residents away from the open seats. The assembly appointed former mayor Stephanie Scott to Case's seat. She was one of seven who applied for that position. Now, three of the same people and one new person put their names in the running for Friednauer's former spot. None have served in Haynesboro government before. Sally McGuire is the only new name in the list of applicants. McGuire is a small-scale farmer in her 60s. She said the acrimony in local politics actually motivated her to apply.
I am particularly interested in civility and courtesy, and I would hope that I would be able to work towards that.
Like McGuire, James Hart is a longtime Haines resident. He is Tlingit and is involved in Native organizations, including the local Chilkoot Indian Association. Here he is during the assembly meeting with applicants for the first open seat.
In the end, there's the big picture, and I know that there's a big picture here. Yeah, there's going to be fighting, but we all have our opinions, and we all know what the goal is, and it's to move the community forward.
Hart said he could represent a younger generation on the assembly. Sean Mady made that point as well. Mady has lived in Haines about 2 years and works as an apartment complex manager. He said he'd like to help improve Haines' economy to make it easier for young families like his to move here.
If it takes somebody with a ridiculous job history and phenomenal reference, a family, kids, and the want to settle down, years to move to a town, that's got to be fixed. We can start programs with the budget that we have available now that can almost immediately start bringing people into town if we spend our money correctly.
Andrew Gray also talked about improving Haines' economy.
You know, we kind of do need the rising tide that will help to make it attractive for young professionals and for families to come here, to stay here, to build houses here, to keep their kids in school year-round in the winter. We do need some more jobs and more economic activity here that'll help that happen. And as an assembly member, I'll have ears wide open for what does the most of that.
Gray has lived in Haines for about a year. He said as a civil engineer, he would focus on long-term solutions for infrastructure like Lutac Dock. The other three residents who applied for the first vacant assembly seat did not apply again. They are Paul Nelson, Judy Erickson, and Don Turner Jr. Turner initially did file a letter of interest, but withdrew it Monday afternoon. The assembly will meet as a committee of the whole on Monday, June 19th, to talk with Gray, Mady, Hart, and McGuire. They will make an appointment at the June 27th meeting. The appointee will serve only about 3 months until the October municipal election. In Haines, I'm Emily Files.